The epicenter of absentee mail fraud allegations in the 9th Congressional District is Bladen County, specifically in a small town called Bladenboro. Voters there said they were repeatedly pressured to vote by mail, and one woman said a Mark Harris supporter illegally picked up her mail ballot. WFAE's Steve Harrison has more.
Bladenboro in Bladen County has only 1,700 people, but it's arguably one of the most civic engaged places in North Carolina, at least judging by how many people voted by absentee mail ballots. According to state records, 709 people requested absentee by mail ballots in Bladenboro and surrounding areas, with 328 being returned and accepted by the Board of Elections. Here's how one voter, who asked not to be named, described a volunteer who came to her house repeatedly, wanting to watch her and help her fill out her absentee ballot.
I told them at that moment I wasn't taking the time to do it right then when she wanted to. So she left. She came back again a couple days later, and I was getting ready to go out, so I didn't have time. She came back a third time, but in between that time, I had filled it out and mailed it in back in. So I told her that.
And who did she vote for?
Mark Harris.
Mark Harris.
She pushed him. That was my thing.
That interaction isn't illegal. In North Carolina, any voter can choose to vote absentee by mail, and campaign volunteers can go door to door to encourage people to vote that way. But they aren't allowed to coerce or intimidate anyone into voting a certain way, and it's illegal to take possession of someone's ballot. But that's what Bladenboro voter Beverly Tyler said happened to her.
She came back and got it, and I don't know, I hadn't voted in a long time, and I didn't know nothing about voting, and I weren't going to do it. But, you know, of course, people make it sound important, so. But I don't know nothing about the person, but I put two and two together when I seen the news. If you know, I'm sure I know why you're here.
And who did Tyler vote for?
Harris, because she was talking so good about him. She said, maybe you should vote for him.
Bladenboro was the focus of an aggressive vote-by-mail effort that's part of an investigation by the State Board of Elections. The State Board has twice declined to certify the race and has said it will conduct a public hearing into the fraud allegations on or before December 21st. Sean Demir said two people offered to pick up her ballot and bring it to the Bladen Board of Elections.
They came by and asked, you know, if we wanted an absentee ballot, and then they came by to see if we wanted it turned in. But I didn't turn that in. I had went and voted.
And so they were going to come and said they would come by and pick them up. I mean, I know they didn't with you, but they told you at the time.
That they would, yes, sir.
Okay.
If I needed that or put them in the mail.
Bladen County is also the home of McCray Dowless, a member of the county's Water and Soil Conservation District, who was also a political consultant. Dowless worked for the Harris campaign, tasked with get-out-the-vote efforts. It's unclear whether what Beverly Tyler said about someone illegally picking up her ballot was common, or if Dowless and his employees were only encouraging people to vote by mail. In the May Republican primary between Harris and Robert Pittenger, 22% of Bladen voters voted absentee by mail, by far the highest percentage in the district. 96% of those voters chose Harris. One woman, Ginger Eason, told WSOC-TV Monday that Dowless paid her to pick up absentee mail ballots. That's illegal. The North Carolina Democratic Party has produced affidavits from five people who allege wrongdoing in the county, including three voters who said their absentee ballots were mishandled. One woman said another person picked up her ballot and told her that she would fill in the rest. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.